Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Last Safe Investment, Spending Now to Increase Your True Wealth Forever, by Brian Franklin and Michael Ellsberg. Narrated by Timothy Andres Pabon. Introduction. Isn't this the part where you give me your advice for what I should do with my life? Stephen, not his real name, 18 years old, dressed up in cap and gown, wanted to give his father a chance, in many ways at least symbolically, a last chance. Graduation day, he thought, is the time when a typical father gives a typical son the speech, imparting the wisdom the father or mother has gained through decades of life experience to help shortcut the son's or daughter's path toward success, so the children can learn as many lessons the easy way and as few the hard way as possible. But Rick, also not his real name, was short on advice. He opened his mouth to speak, but words didn't come out. Rick reached for what he could tell his son to do, but all that came up were his past mistakes. He paused, wishing badly that Stephen could somehow learn to avoid them. Mistake one, he leveraged the house with too much debt and ended up underwater. Mistake two, he spent too much money on things with motors, cars, boats, jet skis, motorcycles, and other luxury stuff that was supposed to make him happy but didn't end up doing so. Now Rick wishes he had the money instead. Mistake three, he went into business by himself but didn't learn how to get customers, relying on a trickle of word-of-mouth referrals to put food on the table. Lean times were really lean and really tense. Fat times could pay the bills and give him extra cash, which usually got spent on luxury stuff. See mistake two. Mistake four, he never found work he could do happily in older age. With no ability to retire anytime soon, at 52 years old, he dislikes his work and therefore dislikes much of his life, looking forward only to the short respites he gets from work to spend time with his son and other loved ones. Mistake five, he invested in stocks he didn't understand. Lost those investments. Mistake six, he spent savings on remodeling the house, betting on the housing market to give him a big payback. That didn't work out. Much of his savings went literally down the drain in his bathroom and kitchen remodels. Rick looked at his son, Stephen. Tall, put together, even-keeled, he got immaculate grades. When Rick put Stephen on his work cruise, his son was usually the hardest and most dependable worker.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?